Nispatsu. Naflu of Nispatsu means Rashi says Goizei Prach. These were very, very expensive type of nuts. Now let's say it was Orla. So Allah reads it's Asa Bano. Now these nuts fell into other nuts. So even though Midiraisa is Votuchat betray, but the Rabbanon though we say these special type of nuts are never bottled. These are Goizei Prach, which are very important nuts since the Dovah Choshuv, Midirabon it's not bottled. Now Noflu, let's say it fell into the nuts. Nispatso, and then there it got cracked up. When it got cracked up, now it's not so choshev anymore. So it's like this. If it would have first cracked up this nut, and then it's fallen through other nuts, it would be botel. Because when you crack it up first, it loses its choshev, it's not so important anymore. Then it would be botel. But if it first fell in when it was whole, well, since it's a double choshev, it's not botel. So nuffle, it first fell in. This patso, then it cracked. So echot shregiv yechot meizid lo yalu. It's not botel b'roiv. Dibur Rebbe Meir, that's what Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, b'shoigeg olu. No, it just fell in there, b'shoigeg. And then you cracked it, it is bottled. B'meizid lo yalu. But if you did it b'meizid after the nuts fell into the tarubas, this one nut that grew of orla, you're not allowed to eat this nut. It fell into another 200 nuts. So the lachur is orla's bottle chad b'masayim. So really it should be bottled. So as you're saying, since it's a dover choshev, it's not bottled. Now if you go and crack up this nut there, so if you just says, if you did a b'shoigeg, it's bottled. But if you did a b'meizid, it's not bottled. So the question is, v'hocho di midiraisa chad b'tray bottle. Here, midiraisa, it's bottle chad b'tray. For Rabbanan hu de gozer, the Rekonis Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda still makes the kenas here. So see, on Isura de Rabbanins, Rabbi Yehuda does make a kenas. It says the mezis layalu. Why not? You have to say it's a kenas. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda holds in Isuri the Rabbanin, we do make a kenas. So Gemara says, "Hosam ha'natan Rabbi Yehuda." No, you know why? Here it's worse. I tell you, "Hosam ha'natan Rabbi Yehuda mishum diyasi le'rume." Because here we're afraid he'll make a joke out of it. Like Rashi says, "The rume is all fool us. Uliskaving. He'll really have kavana to be mavatal. He'll crack this nut really because he wants to be mavatlit. The yain he'll tell us." Shoygego yisi. Lenis kavanti gdei la loisim. I didn't have kavona. So if Rabbi Yehuda says, we make exeru. I'm in the right room. It says, Echashem Rameizid layal divra meir of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the first halach was that divra b'meir of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rameh over here that even though you crack the nut b'shoygeg, still it's not botel. So you see here, Rabbi Yehuda is on an issad rabbonin, we do make exeru shoygeg otomezid. So Gemara Teretz says, here it's worse. Because here the person, what he wants to do is, he knows he wants to crack this nut now, and he'll crack all the nuts. Like this one nut fell into 200 nuts. So really the nut should be bottle b'roif. Just since the one nut is a chosh of a nut, it's not bottle. But if you go now and crack up all the nuts, so there's no more choshev, it would become bottle. So here if you agree that you make a knaf, even if the person did a b'shoigeg, still we say nothing doing it's also. Because we have to be afraid, if you're going to say b'shoigeg is good, so we have to be afraid, really the person is going to do it to maze it. He's going to know what he's doing. He's doing it on purpose. Just he's going to tell us, oh, yeah, I forgot it was also. I forgot, I didn't mean to do it. See, if when he says he forgot, it's going to be mutter, we have to be afraid he'll always do it that way. That's why over here a mayor makes a gzera, shoigeg ought to maze it. Here we're saying Rabbi Yosi Yod, we do not make a knas, shoygeg ought to maze it. Because Rabbi Yosi is the one that says that b'shoygeg olu, that if you crack these nuts b'shoygeg, then the bittel takes place. So that's the theory on Yosi. It's not without like this. Netiya shel orla. If you have something growing, that's orla. The first 2 years, you have a tree 2 years old, it's giving off fruits. B'shoygeg klaya keren. You also have some fruits, that's klaya keren. Near the keren, there's klaya growing there. Shenisarv, it got mixed up together, the Netiyos Acher, it got mixed up with other things that are growing. So din is, Harezeh lo yilakit. You're not allowed to pick them off. Din is, you're not allowed to pick them off right now. Rashi says, the Chol Zaman Shibim Koyma, Chol Zaman, it's attached, Kemechuba Chashiv Vloy Bottle, they're not bottle. But when you pick off the Paris, then it could become bottle 1 to 200. So you're not allowed to pick it off to be Mavatlit. V'yim Liket, let's say you did pick them off, Yalu Vyechra Masayim. If Klaya Kerem or Orla gets mixed up one fruit into 200 fruits that are mutter, you'll not eat them. But of a vachla yiskavin lokot, for providing you don't have kavana to do this, only b'shoygeg not b'mezid. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Afa Miskaven Lukat Yalub Yachavasan, even if you have Kavona, still it's Mutta. It's called the Stira. How come here Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to pick off the fruits? I'm not to be Mavatlit. And before Rabbi Yossi said that you're not allowed to go and crack the nut, to be Mavatl the nut. So my answer is, Itmalo Amarova Chazoka, Ein Adam Oyser as Karmoid Vinatiyachas. A person does not want to make his Karam also with this Natiya. He doesn't have any kavanah to answer it. So Rashi says, "Ein l'chodem nataya orla bein shan etiyas b'lay simin." Usually, you do not plant an orla tree amongst other trees without making a simin. Like nobody wants his fruits to become osa. So the guy plants a fresh tree near old trees, like without making a simin. That's a milsit l'shchiyah. That doesn't happen too often. Because everybody knows that all is also. So you don't go plant a new tree near 3 years old. Like you don't plant a 2 year old tree near a 3 year old tree. Because unless you make a simin. So the Zoi, therefore, if somebody did this, it's a milsud l'shchiach. And a milsud l'shchiach, that's the klal of gozal b'rabbonim. That's why here Rabbi Yossi says it's muta. Because it's something that doesn't happen too often. That's why here we do not make any kenosis. V'chein ki yosu rov, and I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chazok ein odem oyster as karma b'nati achas. A person doesn't plant like one natiya, one grape, that's also a klayim akarim. You have the grape that was growing near klayim. Now you pick up that grape and you plant it near other grapes. Nobody does that because you don't want the other grapes to become posel. So therefore, if somebody did do it, it's something that's lo shchiach. So the klal is, and the milsim lo shchiach, we usually say, lo gozal b'rabbon. That's why here Rabbi Yossi says it's muta. But before something that does happen to crack nuts, that's something that does happen. Here, Rabbi Yossi agrees to make a kenas. Mishnah says we have before a kahanim shepiglu b'migdash, a kohen that was bringing a korban, and while he was bringing the korban, mishas the zrika, he had in mind to eat the meat or to make the zrika the wrong time, so he made the korban pasul. Halacha is mezidin chayavim. If the kahanim did this b'mezid, they have to pay back the money. Was a machlokes before. If you hold hezek shem nikol loy shemay hezek asoni midirabonin. In other words, you hold the shemay. If you hold the shemay hezek, he's chayv midiraisa. Tana rabonin. Ho yoyse imay b'tyrus. If somebody was working with you with your tyrus, he was working with you with your tyrus. For your maloy, he tells you tahirish or sisimach nitma. Like you hired somebody to take care of your tefuah. You have truma, whatever kind of tyrus you have, and the person tells you when he was working with them, it became tamei. Or else, how you see my zvachim? Someone's working with you with zvachim. Someone's working with you with kavanis. The yomli told you that zvachim shasisim. The crane told you that the zvachim that I did for you nispaglu shno became pigul. Halacha is nemetz. We believe this person since it's biyada for the person either to make it tamei or the crane to make it pigul. He was working with it. So if he tells it that it happened, we believe him. Avul O Malevi tells you, Tyrus or CC Mach Biyam Pleni. The Tyrus that I did for you last week, Nitzimu became Tomei. Or else, Zvachim Shor CC Mach Biyam Pleni, Nis Padlu. Because after he gave back to Korbin, now he says that it happened. The Lochras ain't an Emun. We don't believe him. Since right now it's not in his hands anymore, we don't believe him anymore. Zvach says, Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. So Abai says, this is the Klal. Kolisha Viyodoi Nemun. Anything that's in your hand right now to do, you're believed. So Rashi says, "Lasla is b'shoshem adiyoy." When it's in your hand to do it, you're allowed to tell him if it happened or not. So Rashi says, "Reisha going shoydin v'yodoy l'tam l'faglon." We're talking about we're still in your hand when you're telling him it happened. Therefore, you're neman. But the same is talking about after you gave it back already, then you can't say what happened. Rava says like this. Regarding the case, the difference is. The Ashkechai, you met this person once. Like he gave you back your Tyrus 2 weeks ago, and he gave back your Korban 2 weeks ago, and you met him in between, he didn't tell you anything. Well, the boss, Ochi, now, just yesterday, Ashkechai, you met him a second time, and he told you. So therefore, we say that since he didn't tell you the first time, it's probably now he's just joking around and we can't trust him anymore. So that's why we don't trust him. But if the first time you meet him, he tells you, then he's believed. So Rashi says like this, Rav Amar, Afo Pi Shein Biyod, even though the korban is not in your hand right now, or you're not working when it's Tahiris, still your nemah to say it became Tomei. The Sefer that says you're not, we don't believe you, is the pshat is that you already met him once, and you didn't tell him.
So then we say, since you didn't tell him the first time, most probably it's not true what you're telling him.
One person told to his chaver, you know, I was working with you at Tyrus, on that day, nitmo that became tamei. So what's the lachah? Do we believe him or not? So osla kaim with the rabbani omalei shuras adin means the ikar adin is einanem. We should not believe him. That since he's not holding the tyrus anymore, like the first terrors, we don't believe him. Omalefon of rabbasis, Rabbi said to him, Rebbe yatoy mekain is the truth. This is the way you say. Hoch yom Rabbi Yechon mishum Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. Name of Rabbi Yosi. That maaser, what should I do? Shatur hemintoy. That the Torah trusted him. In other words, I have to believe him. He's an Eid Echod. I have to believe in Eid Echod. And Rashi says, even afterwards, the Torah believes in Eid Echod. So he asked him a question, where do you see the Torah said such a case like this, that we believe him even later? So Om Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisnoi Koyen Godob Yom HaKippur Mechiyach. I tell you, the proof is, from a Koyen Godob on Yom Kippur. If the Kohen Gadol says when he was doing the avoidus lefnai lefnim, was making the zrikas adam, he had machsheves tigel. He thought to do it the wrong time, and then the Kohen Gadol comes out and tells us that he did it that way. Is mehemen? We believe him, even though when the Kohen Gadol comes out, it's not in his hands anymore. So still, you see, you believe him what he said he did before, and when he's inside the Kohen Gadolshim, nobody else is there with him, so nobody else knows if he's telling the truth or not. Still, the locher is, we believe the Kohen Gadol. So you say you believe in Eid Echod. So Gemara says, how do you know this? For Achsir, the Pasuk says, the proof is, nobody's allowed to be inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he's there, so nobody sees him. So it has to be because we trust him. But the Gemara knows, maybe because the people outside heard the way the Kohen spoke out, he was being mafagel. So Mar says, "Ilav de mehemen." If no, if it's not that we would believe the Kohen Gadol, afagav de shemina. If you would say we can't trust him, so even if we would hear him say it, nami lenem, we would not believe him. The dilma lebos rochikomar. Maybe b'shasi made his rika sadam. He did not think the machshav is tigul. Just after he finished doing the avodah sadam, that's where in his mind he thought about tigul. So the fact he said it doesn't mean anything. So it has to be that we trust him. For the more now, but Dilma the Chazin of a Fishmash. Maybe there are holes there that you can look through, small doors that you can look through. So Rashi says, but Dilma the Kohen Gadol mehem and the Chazin of Fishmash. The Vishas Samiru hayomazeh fish hayomazeh. That there's a small. Rashi says it's a Pesach cotton. There's a small door there. So the Pesach lifois that you're able to look through. So maybe people were looking through and they saw that when the Kohen Gadol was saying that now I'm being a father of the Korban, he was making the Zrika. So maybe that's the case when we believe the Kohen Gadol. But maybe if we don't see it, maybe we don't believe him. It's a good kasha, I have no proof. Korban, that's what he said, we believe in Eid Echod. Mura says, who once happened, a person, the Yosla Kaim of the Rabami. Omalei said like this, Sefer Torah Shekasafti Leploini, As Korosh Shaloi, Lekasaftim Lishmon. As the Sefer comes and tells us now, 2 weeks after he sold the Sefer Torah, he tells us now, you should know, I wrote the Sefer Torah 2 weeks ago, and when I wrote Hashem's name, I didn't write them Lishmon. I didn't write the Lishem, Kushas Hashem. So Sefer Torah is possible. That's what the Sefer is telling us. So Amalei said back to him, Sefer Torah biyadmi. He asked the Sefer, where is the Sefer Torah right now? Who's holding it? Amalei biyad lakeich. I sold it already. It's in his hands. Omalei, if so, nemanat al-hafsitzchorcha, you only believed that the person does not have to pay you now. According to you, you didn't sell him a kashra sefer Torah. So he doesn't have to pay you. But viyatu neman al-hafsitz sefer Torah. But you're not neman to tell the chaos that he has to be knowing like the sefer Torah's puzzle. For that we don't believe you. Since you already gave away the sefer Torah, it's not in your hands. For that you're not neman to say it was puzzle. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyo, Nihi de Hefsit Schar Askorius, of a Schar Sefer Torah Kula Mi Hefsit. Like even if you want to say you should lose out, the Churish only lose out, you don't have to pay him for the writing of Hashem's name. But the rest of the Sefer Torah was written Lishmon, it should be Kosher. Omalei in Schar Sefer Torah, Omalei in. Shekol Sefer Torah, Shein Askorish Shloik Suvim Lishmon, and Yeshav Klum. No, I'm right.
that a Sefer Torah that Hashem's name is not written L'shmon, you can't use it. So the whole thing is not worth anything then. I don't have to pay you anything. I paid you for Sefer Torah. If I can't use it, I'm not going to pay you. So Takashu doesn't have to pay him at all. All right, turn over. So as Magayati himself, we believe him, we don't have to pay him money. So Mar says, Akasha still, the lever alayo kumis. Why can't you just take a pen and go over Hashem's name, and make a kaddish? So then the whole Sefer Torah would be kosher. So then you would have to pay him. So Mar says, come on, who's it go like? Name would like Yehuda, who goes not like Yehuda. The Tanaim would learn like this. If somebody was writing the Sefer Torah, and he's supposed to write Hashem's name, v'nitzkav v'nichtav Yehuda, but he made a mistake, he had kavona now to write Yehuda. So the kids, he did not write it l'shmo l'shem Hashem. The Torah, but when he was writing Yehuda, he made a mistake, he did not make a dalet. So the kids, he wrote yud kei vav kei, he wrote Hashem's name the way he's supposed to, just he didn't have the right kavona. He had in mind to write Yehuda. So locker is, what do you have to do now? Ma'avarol of kumis umakatsha divra of Yehuda. Yehuda says all you have to do is take the pen and go over again this yud kei vav kei and do it now l'shmo, and it's kosher. The Chum Maimrim, no, ain't Hashem in Amufchas. No, it's not a good Hashem. You have to erase the whole thing. It's no good. So, Chura, if you want to say, goes going to be Yehuda, such shver, why to say the Torah worthless? Just right over again. So, when it says, no, feel time, Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan like a Rabbi Yehuda, Allah, the Choda, as Korah. Only if it happened one time, that's okay. Avul, the Kula, say for Torah, loy, Mishum, the Mechse, Kimenumah. But if the whole Sefer Torah was written like this, every Hashem in the Sefer Torah is not written l'shmo, if you're going to have to go over every single Hashem in the Sefer Torah, it's not going to look nice. It's going to look like there are different spots in the Sefer Torah, Kemenumer. And that's possible. Mishum zekelu v'yanveyu. I think that's a shalom, it's a psul d'raisa, a psul d'rabonin, but I call upon him, you can't use the Sefer Torah, it doesn't look nice. It's Kemenumer, it's not called zekelu v'yanveyu. So therefore again, the Sefer Torah is not worth anything, therefore you don't have to pay him. According to what he says, Ahu the Yoslakaim the Rav Avua, Omalei Sefer Torah Shekasatul LePloini Gevilim Shaloi LoYavaratim LShmon. The Sefer Torah that I wrote it on, the Gevilim is the Klofim, the Klaf. I did not work it over first LShmon. I didn't work over the parchment LShmon. So the Sefer Torah is possible. So he said, Omalei. So he asked him, Sefer Torah Biad Me. Who's holding the Sefer Torah right now? Omalei Biad Lakech. I already sold it. Omalei, if so, mitoich shatanem al hafset tzchorchom, atanem al hafset sefer Torah. The hearers are just the opposite of before. Since we believe you that you're not going to get your pay for it, so then, chura, the guy's not lying. Because if he's a lying, why should he lie? Like, why should he lose his pay? Since the lochras, we just said that by you saying it wasn't kosher, you don't get your pay. So if you're not going to get your pay, lochura, you tell him the truth. Otherwise, you wouldn't lie. For tomorrow, if so,